We got
this. Usually, historically, we'll be fine.
We're going to be okay.
Always are.
Pun intended, beat HK7. Okay.
Oh, God, don't start like that.
All you did was
you just met the girl, and now you're going
to
start a fight with her? She can punch you from there. This is why you never get the girl.
This is why you're.
You wonder why you never get the girl? This is why.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
did you learn
God.
A lesson right now?
No. That
God.
Was a terrible game. We lost last play of the game. Like
Emily, when he said that, how did that really make you feel about
how
him?
How did it make you feel?
It's a new world.
About him?
They like
yeah, about, no,
about
him.
My team? Anyway.
When he talks shit about HK7.
What does a girl want? To tell the truth or to lie to her?
Lie to her.
Truth.
Obviously lie to her.
Tell the truth.
You never tell the truth. Oh, my God. So she's having a bad hair day and she says, do I look fat in this? You're gonna say, yeah,
why
you do.
Why would I tell her she looked fat?
No, hell you don't.
She's having a bad hair day.
If you say she doesn't look fat, she's just going to say she does.
When she looks 42 and she is how old am I? You say 29
no
all day long.
I mean, in those,
you deflect.
In the, that's a little different than
deflect.
What just happened.
You lie at all costs.
When it comes
I don't
to,
know about that, but...
tell her what she needs to hear.
Sure, what she needs to hear.
Which could be a truth or a lie, right?
Could be.
Well, in that case, fine. But you don't ever start a fight. No.
No, well, you don't start a fight.
No, because let me tell you something. Attorneys cost money.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that's why they invented prenups.
Did you have a prenup?
No, I did not.
I didn't think so.
But I did make her an offer she couldn't refuse in my defense.
Hmm. Where is she now? Is she okay?
She's my ex. No, okay. She's still alive. She took the offer, and now we're no longer married.
A likely story.
No, she did. It was all good. Mm-hmm. But I have my smiles. In my defense, I have my smile.
Well, it stops traffic.
It does. And I just said, hey, we're moving on, and we did.
Well, good for you.
You're not allowed to beat people, and she's not going to beat me, and that was it. And I'm done with it. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I mean, nobody asked you about that. You just kind of started talking about it. Like, you brought it up. Maybe you do want to talk about it.
We'll end it on that.
I'm better than that.
Are you?
Yes.
And
at least I thought I was before I got hit.
Hit it, James.
You are listening to the Top of Sports Podcast.
And with that, to your host, Lenny.
Sorry, I'm just going to need a minute. I mean, my God.
Already?
Got home from work. I'd make dinner. And, well, she said dinner's supposed to be at 5 o'clock. And it'd be 5:05. And she hit me over the head with a freaking rolling pin. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
How tall was she?
5'11". No, 5'10".
Did she have a stepladder?
5'10", 140. But she was mean.
How did she get you the rolling pin?
She was mean on a ladder. She reached up.
She jumped off the top of the couch.
Yeah, she did.
Why is your entire life a Hell in a Cell match?
Don't you want to know?
I kind of almost do.
Yeah, wait. I'm going to write a book. Honestly, I should do a movie and a book. Well, we're working on a movie. Actually, there actually is a movie. Walter, actually, we have a meeting actually with a Hollywood producer.
Oh,
it's actually for the 1 year after my divorce. That's actually being written right now. It's been written.
Oh,
he's got
is
the
that
script
the one with like Vegas and
yeah. It's called
stuff.
It's called it. And stuff ...
Yeah,
and that's the story after my divorce, which is oh my God, that should be a movie. But we'll get to the book at 1.2. Good evening, welcome, hello everybody. Week six is coming. Week six is gone. We're all still here. We're gonna do a podcast. Good evening. Guess who's back? You okay? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Len?
Screwing me up over to the left. Usually you're due north, and you're not today.
Somebody took my seat, but she
absolutely.
Can it's fine.
And she's here.
She's better looking.
You know, one of the biggest questions I've been getting the last two or three weeks is, who is that young lady on HK7? Who is that lady on Cunning Stunts? Who is that lady, and is she subbing legally on Gryffindor and some other teams? Her name is Emily Schilling. Emily, how are you tonight?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You're doing good so far, so good.
Thank you.
Normally, people don't talk too much, and you're so far, so good.
So far.
And guess
so
who's
far.
Back? He is the man with the 40-year plan. Demanded on
Wait,
Saturday.
Wait, hold on. Is he the man with the 40-year plan, or he is the 40-year
plan? He's so good, he's both.
I am.
He stood up Saturday, and he had a lot to drink, and he said, listen.
And he had even more hats to give out.
He says, yeah, they gave out even more hats.
I didn't get one.
Well, you guys.
There will be more to come. I think you were gone. I don't
know.
She was
definitely
not
there.
Gone.
Didn't she
I
spin the wheel?
I did spin the wheel.
Can we talk about that real quick? Do you notice that, except for, like, you know, slugs like Joe Kay and myself, every girl that was easy in the eye was walking around with a third-inch long hat on Saturday?
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised when you said, hey, I wanted a hat. And I'm looking like, there's a girl that's easy in the eyes. How come
I ran
she didn't
out.
Get a hat?
They just,
pretty girls, Lenny, and Joe Kay got hats.
And not me.
Sarah told me at one point she was offered three. She goes, all I needed was one. They offered me three.
There are more in the making.
So yeah, they were strutting out their new hats. God bless third and short.
More teams need to.
I'll give you a hat if you wear it when we play you guys.
That's fine, but when we beat you, can I throw it on the ground?
You can.
Oh,
absolutely.
Step on it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Nice. Okay. There you go. And he's back. Scotty, how are you?
I'm great.
Before we start asking Emily a bunch of questions, I got a question for you. Could you give us really quickly, at least in 60 seconds, an update on where are we with our love story with Katie Keller?
Nowhere. I think we're in the same exact spot. I think Katie is still sort of blind. You know.
There's rumors that, her, and I can't say his name, that there's a guy up in D1 that she's got her eye on. Is that still the case?
I don't know. He's like a mystery man. I've never seen him. Actually, we took an Uber ride home together. I still don't remember what he looks like, but...
I know he looks like. I know who it is. Can I just tell you guys?
Was it because he was sucking face with her in
a
taxi cab? Know.
Oh, it's... I can't say it.
No, you can't say.
Why?
Because
such a big
we got to protect names here.
That's fine. Now, if I get any information later that might upset me, I'm going to tell people.
Fair enough.
No, Katie's like... She's like my sister, so it's... I don't know where this 40-year plan thing came from.
I think it came from both of you.
I think it came from her. No, actually, it came from her.
It actually came from her. It did come from her. She so asked...
Do all girls have a plan? Emily, do you have a 40-year plan?
No.
There's, like, nobody... Like, some guy in high school you, like, talk to all the time who's still a buddy who's, like, been in the friend zone forever.
Right, and then if I don't find somebody, we're going to marry now.
No.
Yeah, here's a living embodiment of that right there.
Yeah.
Is there a guy that you don't know about, but if we interviewed him, he would know about it? Like, did you ever see Just Friends? That was, like, one of the greatest Ryan Reynolds movies ever.
No.
Okay, because sometimes the guy is, like, in the front, and he doesn't even know it. Like, you don't know it, but the guy's been chasing you for... like, is there a guy you're still friends with, like, 20 years later?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Knew it. Oh, I want to meet that cat.
Hey, what's his name?
Yeah.
Nutavik. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a weird name.
Nutavik.
Nutavik. Slavic? I don't understand.
Slavic.
Well, Solana, let's start with you because we have talked to the 40-year plan, man, and he's going to tell us a bunch of things. But I, as we always do, tell us a little about, like, how'd you find us?
Hey, where'd you come from?
Me?
Yes, you.
Well, I started in Game On a long time ago.
It happens.
All right. And
why do people always do that? There's nothing wrong with that league.
Yeah, that's where I came from.
No, it was okay, but I mean, nothing beats Topper's League.
It doesn't.
Honestly.
It's fine. We get it.
Do you know the T in Topper Sports League stands for Topper?
Does it?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Continue.
News.
Son of a bitch.
We conquered that league.
Elba. This is Holy Kielbasa now.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, we conquered that league and got really bored, and there was nothing for us, and somebody mentioned about Topper's League, and we're like, yeah, sure, we'll try something new, and we came in and haven't left since. It's been about, I think...
Well, seven seasons,
seven
right?
Seven seasons, yeah.
Okay, HAK 7.
Yeah, yeah, because we change our number every...
Whose idea was that? That's pretty cool. Creative.
That was Dave's, our quarterback's idea.
So weren't you like HK4 like 2 years ago?
That's what I thought, too.
We were HK4, and then I don't know if he didn't submit it correctly or it wasn't submitted correctly, but we were supposed to be HK like 6 last
the
season.
The T in TSL stands for Topper.
Now, is it every... like? So if you play an indoor tournament, does that... Now, will you be HK8?
I don't think so.
No, it's
okay.
HK.
It's only like regular seasons.
I think like in the spring we'll be HK8.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
What does HK stand for?
Holy Kielbasa.
Okay.
What was the reasoning behind that? Does your quarterback have issues that we don't want to talk about on the air?
He's a sausage maker.
Yeah, right. I have no idea.
Okay.
I was not involved in making any...
A likely story. Yeah.
So, and we did meet, you and I met actually for the first time a couple weeks ago.
We
met a couple of your teammates who were actually, unlike some people, were actually very nice.
Yes.
We met Vaughn, who was actually very good. He was number 33, right? He's your best player, I think, you said?
He is one of our best players.
Okay, he was really
one
good.
Of. She's one of. She's deflecting. She didn't want to say he was definitely the best.
And then you have the quarterback who's really good. Your quarterback can throw.
He can.
Yes, yeah. He's very good. Yeah. Originally, the Godfather guy, who my freaking adversary and bitter rival, said you were one really good guy and one quarterback. But we're starting to learn you guys are more than that.
Sure. We have a lot of depth. Our guys are really good on our team. Our girls are pretty good. So
who are your other girls?
We have Steph, Carly, and Bietta. And Steph is, like, absolutely... Steph and Carly are, I don't know, pretty much on the same level.
What does that mean? Like,
are they good,
or
bad, indifferent, or marginally average? We're a little lost.
Well, both of them are... Actually, I think this year is their first year for both of them. So for the first year, I think they're really good, yeah.
Are you the best girl on your team?
Yeah.
How good are they?
Oh, do they know that?
I'm sure they know that.
Is there a pecking order? Like, are you all like, I'm playing and that's it? Like,
there is a pecking order.
No,
no way there is.
But Carly always wants to play with me, and every time she's like, oh, Bietta, Steph, you can start first. I'm like, heck no, we're going in. I'm getting it. Like, I want to be in there.
How does that make you feel inside when that happens?
Fine. I mean, whatever.
Oh, wow. So it's business to you. Like, when you're playing football for like that 50 minutes, it's business and that's it, right?
Yeah.
We're here to win, and we don't care.
Right. I'm here to win. Wow. I can get that win.
Does everybody in your team know that?
Yes.
Like, so would they call you a difficult teammate? Or, like, how are you, like, when you lose? Like, does it, like, okay, we got to stay away from her for 10 minutes after the game?
No.
Like, that's how my ex-wife was. That's why I used to get beaten a lot. She used to play in the league.
That's how
but if we beat
is.
Them, yes. I had my mail sent to my couch. She used to get angry.
My mail sent to my couch.
On the field, all business. Once we're done, I'm like, all right, let's go to the bar and drink.
And you have been in the bar in the last couple weeks.
I have been, yes.
Yeah, we saw you Saturday at the bar.
Yes, very important. Yes.
That was kind of awesome.
Right? I've been there the last couple weeks, yeah.
That's And how does that make you feel inside? Is that you're getting involved in the social aspect of this league?
I love it. I wasn't really involved last season in the bar, and this season I've been trying to go to the bar more and more, and it just brings the
What changed?
League to
Why
the
did
new
you decide
level.
To start coming to the bar more?
You know, I joined the women's league. I joined the women's team, Cutting Stunts, and I went up with them a couple times, and it just felt more comfortable, and I met more people. And
tell me Joey Batts is not the greatest TSLer ever. Isn't he the best?
Oh, I love Joey Batts.
He is so awesome.
You know what I love about him is he always makes me feel good, even if you make a bad play.
Agreed.
Right.
Because he's so good. He's so good with people, too.
Yeah. He is.
He's so nice, and he's such a good player.
He is so nice.
He really is. He's one of my favorite TSLers.
Yeah.
So you're playing actually with the stunts too. Now you guys are what 4-1, if memory serves me right. So you guys beat Ace pretty good. We're going to get to that a little later.
Who does?
So HK7, Cunning Stunts. Who do you like to play with more?
If I'm being completely honest, I like to play with my women's team.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because the women on that team and Joey Batts just like empower you. Like it makes me want to be a better player every time I play with them. They just
I'm sure
like,
the wins feel better.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and you know
HK7's 4-2, right, or 3-2?
Oh, absolutely.
Or 4-2.
But the wins do feel better because when you win with a women's team, it's like you know you're doing really well. When like the other team can't figure it out and they start swearing at each other and they're like, "Dude, we should be covering these women. What's going on?" And it's like, "Suck it."
There's so many times I can't tell you. I wish I had a dollar for every time like you see that guy who doesn't know much about the league and he shows up and he goes, "Oh, we're playing 5 chicks and some dude."
Yeah.
And we're gonna dust them, and then all of a sudden the girl runs like a stop and go, and like dude is dusted and gets course screwed into the grass, and it's like touchdown, and the dude's like, "Uh-oh."
Yep.
And then like 50 minutes later it's like 46-12.
Yeah, best feeling.
Mm-hmm. That is a great feeling.
And like I said, the women on the team are amazing. And Joey Batts. Everybody on that team makes me feel so good, and it makes me want to play harder for them.
So I would assume because you're friends with Joey Batts, it means you hate his brother Tony.
I haven't actually. I think I met him once.
Yeah.
He still owes us a song.
He's not Joey Batts. Oh my god, he has not paid his bet yet.
Tony bullshit.
Yeah, and if we're not alluding to that, actually he lost. The brothers played in a game, and the loser had to dress up in wrestling tights and sing a Backstreet Boys song to Emily Curry. So we're going to do that at some point. We're going to take it a step further and actually put them in a car chair, and we're going to splash water on them like in the movie Flashdance.
Okay.
So we're going to probably wait for the spring so we get better weather. Though it would be funny if we did that now because it's so cold.
That's why it would be funny.
That would be brutal.
Steer clear of Anthony. He doesn't try. He's kind of entitled.
You'll have to point him out. I don't know who he is.
He's his brother. He's the guy always sulking. Like when Joey's making plays on his team and cheering, he's the only guy on his team that's not cheering because he's jelly.
That's not true.
He's totally jelly.
Cheer, but that's fine.
They do cheer.
Do not. Only,
Gryffindor scored 32 points on Saturday, and I was cheering. I was clapping. I was high-fiving. Just love watching Gryffindor play.
I love it.
Joey Batts is just so good.
He's something.
Are you going to go to the banquet?
I am going to go this year, yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's the best time
Absolutely.
Ever.
I've never been, so this should be good.
It's crazy.
I'm excited. I'm hopefully going to get my team
Didn't
to go,
your girls' team have a female quarterback in the...
In the wine tournament, yes.
What happened to her?
I think... She plays on blondes versus brunettes, and I don't...
Smalls, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
and she
yeah.
also plays right. in Games On, I think.
Why do you always say that's so bad?
No. It's
you're just
bad.
Like, Games On. But they're another league. It's okay.
Absolutely.
It's all good.
It's great. But
we're allowed
better.
To talk about other leagues.
Well, thank you. We were very flattered to hear that. It just... But
I heard she retired.
She had a knee injury or something at one point, too. And then she was playing with Sukaturski and those guys, and Sukaturski's gone. So maybe that's why she's not playing.
I don't know if she could ever retire.
What
she's
was that team?
Hostile takeover that wasn't so hostile. Or they were something else. They were the Purge or something.
She's pretty competitive.
Sherry's gone, too. She was supposed to be playing on Marketing Mayors, but she's not right now. So... we await Sherry to come back. She's going to fight Emily, hopefully soon. We'll see what happens. So for your playing guy, where are you at? You guys, nobody thought you were going to beat Ultimate Warriors, and you guys stomped them.
We got a couple new players on our team. I think a little – we have one player on our team that I believe everybody knows, Kevin Keller, that could not show up. And we actually
– Well, that's why you guys won.
We were phenomenal without him. We switched up our defense. We have like a little – hybrid zone / man thing that we all know how to work on, and Kevin doesn't really fit into that scheme.
Please tell me more so I can beat you.
No, see, I'll tell you
I
that,
like it.
And that's it. But
oh my god, she's scouting you.
We're,
right?
We're very.
You want to switch seats? You're doing really good right now.
We know how to communicate with each other on the field, and right now that's working.
Hand signals,
well.
Eyes.
Just talking to each other post snap, like everything. Like we like.
Can I ask you the question I'm asked most frequently lately about third inch long?
Sure.
What the hell kind of exercise routine is senior doing on the sideline with those elastic straps?
he's got to keep that arm warm.
Oh my
man.
God! How many people awesome. Say like, he is awesome? You ever seen him do his elastics? It is awesome. It is the greatest thing ever. Senior is the best.
I have never met a man that is more underrated in my life.
Senior's the best.
He may not be able to throw a 90-yard pass, but he destroys it out there.
I'm very happy you're going mini-golfing with Molly Morgan. We're going to get to that tonight as well, too. But a little piece of me wanted Senior to go instead of you, because I just think him going mini-golfing with Molly Morgan would have been magical.
Oh, my God, that would have been the best.
It would have been so cool.
I wish somebody could have been there, like, taping it.
We would have. Oh, we would have.
He might show up. I don't know.
Oh, he could. Just turn it into a three-way. Molly Morgan would be okay with that. We gave you $100. I mean, what the hell? You could buy a third guy in. We're good with this.
Absolutely.
And is that happening this week?
It is Wednesday.
Okay, good. Can you guys send us some pictures or like a video of everybody waving
absolutely,
or something?
Absolutely.
Now, I assume Katie Keller doesn't know this is happening because we don't want her to get jelly.
No, she does. She does.
Don't we want
no
her to
comment,
get jelly?
No comment, though. She's got no comment.
Oh, wow. Do you think she's going to show up?
I haven't told her where it is. I haven't discussed that.
Do you think she's going to fight for a man? I'm going to ask you point blank. Like, do you think she's like happy about this Molly Morgan situation or?
I don't know. I mean, she's going to be taken out of the limelight a little if, you know, there's no more 40-year plan.
Wow.
I mean, she does her thing on the field, so I don't think she's ever going to be taken out of the
limelight.
Yeah,
but she has a walking train wreck off of it. That's what makes her so magical. And this is off the field. This isn't football.
I wouldn't say train wreck, but she's...
No, she's a walking train wreck off the field. Let's call a spade here.
I'm going to defend her and say she's not.
She is.
Have you ever seen her off the field? Because I have, and that girl is a train wreck.
Oh, she is.
Choo-choo! Give her a hat.
There is drama that comes along with her, but...
And that's okay. I like that about her. No. I dig chicks that are crazy.
I think that's just our whole team. That's who we are.
You're all crazy.
All train wrecks?
No.
Boots isn't really crazy. She's like the only one of you that isn't crazy.
She's very quiet, and she is also very underrated.
Austin Weber Keller isn't crazy either. I don't think Austin's crazy at all either.
He quit our team, and now he's back. So,
yeah, because he knows.
Why did he quit?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I think you do know.
We had a big discussion about... having a sub the one game, and Kev got mad because we had too many people, and then all of a sudden Austin was like, "I'm out. I'm not dealing with this. I'm out."
And then what happens? 30-15.
And then we start winning, but Austin played. Austin played this game, and
he's so good.
He played great.
Good guy. He's
his
a chemistry
brother
guy.
Chemistry guy.
We are right now. We are playing the best we've ever played.
Did I tell you? He wanted a nickname 2 weeks ago. He said, "Lenny," he goes, "we got to talk." He goes,
"Don't we all want
it?" I read the articles and I see that he goes, "I want a nickname," and I've got one for him.
I want a new nickname.
You can't. No, you don't give people who request
his nickname is Flounder.
What?
You ever see Animal House?
Oh,
one of the greatest movies in the history of the world. His new nickname is Flounder.
But, fine.
Is there
no rebuttal?
I just don't like when people ask for a nickname.
Can someone lose a nickname? Like, can you lose?
No. You will be 40-year playing guy forever.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's fine.
I
just hope for you, whoever you end up with, I hope she talks a ton of shit in bed, because can you imagine them having the coitus and say, 40-year plan guy. Oh, 40-year plan guy. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
Or she asks why it's taking 40 years.
That would not be funny. Oh my God, that would be the best. And with that, we will go to the D6 games.
With your D6 games, Lino Surratz put up 39, Peachy Platoon with 32. Passless Chaps, 26. Tight End Zones lose that game, putting up 22 on the day right there. Jabronis with the win, 34. Practice Squad with the loss, 24. And lastly in D6, McKenzie Agency. They beat Bipolar Express. Bipolar Express put up 18. McKenzie with 22. Those are your D6 games.
Jokey, did you see the Bipolar Express at all?
I watched part of it because they played early, so I wanted to go check it out.
No Ferger, right?
No, Ferger didn't play for McKenzie Agency, but of course, I can only watch half the game because I had to go try and find other girls to fill in for Bullet Club last second because that's life. But for what I did see, like, they're playing better every time.
They really are.
There's another game where they could have easily won the game. I mean, Gordon's not freaking out, although he did pull out the red shirt. He did get angry one point. He did get mad because somebody really, really ran the wrong route. And
so does he wear three shirts and then take them off? How's his feelings? How are during the game?
Is it like, put back on?
It's definitely two. I don't know if there's like an Under Armour thing under the second shirt, but it's just he starts with a happy yellow shirt, and if the ref makes an awful call or he feels himself getting to what we will call Gordon, he just takes off the yellow shirt and shows everybody that the red shirt's out. And now
it's like a mood shirt.
basically. It's 100% that's what it is. So
who has time for that? Does they run over and put his red shirt on real quick?
No, no, he has both shirts on the whole time. Mad? No, he'll just like rip off the yellow one like he's Hulk Hogan or something.
Does he do that in the summertime too? That's a little warm for
him. I mean, he can't really, I mean, he didn't have the team in the summer, so he just started it. I mean, the reason the team's called the Bipolar Express is literally because of this scenario.
Okay, okay. So
he can flip on instant, but no, they're having fun. Like I said, the girls, he was actually struggling with girls this week because a lot of the girls that play for him had games at the same time, which is the downside to having a gender team. And
so you need 27 girls in your roster.
Right, but he didn't want to do that either because he didn't want them all to show up at the same time, and then people complain about that.
Not so, playing, yeah. Yeah, it's
is that what happens with you guys and your girls' team? Like, do you usually have a good number of girls? Like, it's always just the standard girls, isn't it?
Yeah, we have, like, the base, and then I feel like we have, like, a good amount. We have, like, at the most 3 or 4 subs.
Who's your captain, like, when it's not Joey Batts?
Kelly. She, okay. like, riles us. Yeah.
Kelly's awesome.
Yeah, I love Kelly.
She's sweet.
Yeah. And she shows up every week, even though her pinky's broken.
But
I
even remember last season with the Angels. Like, they had 17, 20 girls on their roster in one game. 15 of them showed up. So, like, 4 of them were just like, screw it, we're out. We don't really need to hang out for this, so...
Oh, you know when girls get mad, they get mad too.
Girls are bitches.
Guys are just like, whatever. And girls are like, no. All of a sudden, you know, what did I do something wrong? No, you didn't. What did I do? Never mind. And then it's on.
We don't need to not play. It's fine.
They bust you up with fine or never mind ever run.
If it's fine comes out, you know you did something wrong.
Oh, it is so on. If you get a fine or a never mind, run. Just run. Don't look back. Just run.
That's so funny.
Was Peachy Platoon missing people? I was a little surprised they lost to Salino.
They definitely were missing people because Ramir asked me at like 10:30. If I could ref that game because he had to play in it. And I was like, I don't want to ref a game because screw that, but I'll play for him. And he was like, well, that's a cool idea then. And I was like, who am I even playing for? He's like, Peachy Platoon. I'm like, they must be missing everybody.
Snap.
And then I felt like shit and didn't even play anyway, but they definitely were missing most, if not everybody, I guess.
And is this right? The Chaps won 26-22?
Dude, they've won their last like 3 games, apparently.
Oh, good for them.
I think they're like 3-1.
Are they starting to get it now?
They must be, right?
Wow. Tight ends are struggling a little on offense. I know that.
They're 2-3, so they must have won the last 2 games, obviously. But, I mean, they're winning, and the whole thing is like, I guess they got a quarterback who's a quarterback, which which allegedly that helps. I don't know.
Allegedly. But,
quarterbacks actually help.
But they're playing. Like, the reports, I was talking to them on the sideline because they were moving a game with, they're moving their game for next week with Bipolar Express because Gordon won't be there. So they're like, yeah, they're just gelling as a team. They've been playing together now for a couple seasons.
Really, really tall guy there back?
Yes, and they threw it to him.
I told you. Nice snap.
He's really, really tall.
Yes, I was like, dang, if I was covering him, there's no way I could get that. He's so tall.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, my God. So last season, Joe Kay and I are in the sidelines, and really, really tall guy was running routes. They did not have him run an 8-yard stop and throw it up in the air. At one point, I was screaming at them going, what are you doing?
You can literally loft that.
Thank
over
you.
Everybody.
Thank you.
What team is this?
Oh, my gosh.
Jabroni. Or no, Passes Chaps. They have a dude who's like 10 feet tall, yeah. And they were running him on fly routes. I'm like, just 7 yards, throw the ball up in the air. Done.
Every time.
Thank you.
Every time.
I did. I watched him catch 1, maybe 2 touchdowns when I was watching the game. So.
It's so simple.
Me too.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah. Nice.
You were watching that game?
I was.
Well, why aren't you getting in on this game? What else happened?
Well, I was playing, but I was sort of watching.
So you weren't paying attention to the game?
Just on the sidelines.
I was absolutely paying attention to my
game. Well, you were playing ace. You really didn't have to, did you?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, snap. She took the bait. Nice. D5 games. We'll get to that game in a second.
D5. Ace drops to cunning stunts. CS puts up 26. Ace with 19. Hope and Ruin with 32. They win over Top Come From Behind, who scored 22 on the day. All We Do Is Quinn, 39. Winners, 8. All We Do Is Quinn played another game that day up against Maddie's Angels. Maddie's Angels, 34. All We Do Is Quinn with 40. And Maddie's Angels had a second game on the day facing UFO where they won 42-32. UFO takes the loss. That's D5.
Well, Emily, let's start with you. You're here. So the stunts show up. You see Ronnie Kay and Ace. I'm sure you know who they are.
Yeah.
They lost to the Angels badly.
Yeah.
And then you and Joey Batts and company come to town in 26-19. What happened?
Absolutely. Our girls crushed it like every week. Our girls are amazing and Joey Batts is amazing and we just ran we had good game plan, came in, win. That's pretty much it.
You didn't have an interception, did you?
Almost.
Okay.
Brittany almost had one, too. So.
But 26-19.
Oh, Carissa had one. That was amazing.
I remember looking over at one point because I was watching the early game, and I looked over and I said, oh, my God, who made that interception? It was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't it?
It was. It was like the ball popped up in the air, and she, like, grabbed that, took it down.
Tip drill.
It was amazing. Yeah.
One of my favorite moments in TSL is like when Ace, like when the wheels start falling off the cart, mm-hmm. and Ronnie K looks over at Blaze Latuka's brother and he starts going ape shit on him and he starts yelling at him, and then his little brother yells back, and then Blaze Latuka gets in the middle, and then he starts yelling at his brother who yells at Ronnie K, and it's like a three-headed monster where they all yell at each other. It's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That absolutely happened in our game.
Joey Bats loves that because when things like that happen, he just kind of like throws the salt in the wound a little bit.
Yes, definitely.
So now you guys are 4-1, and Maddie's Angels has got to be coming soon, right? Not this week, a couple weeks from now.
I just looked at it. It's the 27th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 o'clock. So yeah. Move that.
That's going to field one.
Yeah, that's going to be an epic game.
We might play that in the parking lot. That's going to be awesome.
It'll end up in the parking lot.
It might. Yeah. That might be awesome. We do have a small subject we got to talk about now. Our friends over at UFO. So Maddie's Angels, from what I understand, was up. I think was it the first half?
Might have been.
And one of UFO's players, I think it was their captain, matter of fact, got a little upset and got into a little bit of an argument with the ref. And he kept pushing, and he got kicked out of the game.
What ref?
Shockingly, it was Billy.
Shockingly.
But, you know, it's the guy who did it. I don't want to say his name. I hate calling people out. I will every now and again. But in this case, I'm not, because I think he's a nice guy. But this guy, this is like the third or fourth time somebody said he's got to learn to cool off a little bit. And, yeah, he got sent. He got sent to the car early, and it wasn't cool. I think when you're over 30, even if you're over 20, you should. But when you're 30, you're an adult. You should just understand that this is fun. It's Saturday. Let's go have some fun. Play the game. Win or lose. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. And then get off the field. But this keeps happening, and starting to get a little concerned with our friends over at UFO. They got to learn to cool off a little bit. Hey, I get it. You know, you lost the game, but refs aren't perfect. They're going to miss their calls. And sometimes, you know, they get it right. Sometimes they get it wrong. But just chill, dude.
Actually, I don't know if you remember Slim on our team.
I do.
He was that guy.
Yeah.
He no longer plays for us for that reason, because he's a hothead. And like I said, we're here for fun. People are going to make bad calls. You know, things are going to happen. And, you know.
Think of like this. How much
I
fun
knew
do you
somebody
play?
Like that.
Do you enjoy playing football on a Saturday? Like, how would you feel if there was no football on a Saturday?
I'd be super sad.
Yeah, so why instigate it?
In that case, then I would start a football league. That's what I would do.
When I retire, you can have my spot.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where we're headed here, Elba.
Well, I kept trying to get out. You guys, people won't let me leave. But yeah, that's what I keep telling people. Like, guys, just relax. Because, you know, Topper and I always have this conversation. We're like, when this isn't funny anymore, we're out of here.
Dude, like, I mean, since we're touching it, like, we had the same thing going on in our game. Like, we'll touch our game a little bit that we got our faces punched in again. But, like, Gordon was on the sideline, and he was already red shirt from the other game, and that just transferred over to our game, and he just started, like, being upset about things and being, like, bothered, like, this isn't even fun anymore, blah, blah, to the point where everybody on the sideline is just kind of like, so go.
Yeah.
Like, we don't care. Like, at this point, like...
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Like, sometimes all your guys aren't there. It's just the way it is.
Gordon might be... I mean, if I had to pick a best friend, Gordon's in the conversation of the final three. Like, I never really picked a best friend, but sometimes he just gets overexcited and just...
Well, how about you pick one right now?
You. Done.
Okay.
Anyway.
Damn.
I thought it was me.
Long story short, whatever. Like, it just happens. There's always that guy on the team, and it's like, all right, well, he took his cleats off and he left, and then we went down and scored on 2 straight drives. And maybe it's because DMX wasn't playing that hard, but it doesn't matter. It's just, I hate when people have to, like, people lose it. Like, I get it. I'm competitive. Nobody wants to lose. Are you kidding me? No. But at the same time, it's like, take a deep breath. You're not helping the team by flipping on the sideline and being like, well, that person's a moron and this is stupid, you know, whatever. So,
do you know what makes me laugh?
Just keep your shit together, everybody.
I always say this to people, and this is when they always have their own shit moments. I always say, you know how you act when you're acting like a douchebag at football? And a lot of people do, and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I go, do you act like that at your job? Because, like, on days you screw up and things don't go your way in your job where you actually get paid to produce, how come you never act like that and care as much as you do on a football field? Like, that makes no sense.
I mean, I'd be pretty calm. I bet money.
Never does it?
Gordon?
Something where it doesn't. When it doesn't,
I bet money that Gordon
never
still
does.
Gordon.
Well, maybe Gordon would. Gordon, but for the Gordon, most part, most people will say, hey, you know what? You're right. Like, I lose it. For some reason, there's this okay, that it's okay to do that sometimes in sport or sports, and it's not cool. So stop.
Right.
All right, let's try those D4 games.
We'll return after these messages.
Nobody likes you, you girl.
Well, you're a different color than me, and that's bad.
Oh, yeah? Well, you dress like a...
Now, hold on a second.
Whoa, Mr. T.
Never make fun of the way a man dresses. The way a man dresses is his business. Remember that. Whether it's overalls, chains, or feather earrings, however they dress, it's not to be joked about. I Pity the fool that judges another man's clothing.
I'm sorry I judge your clothing.
It's okay.
D4 Buffalo Solar Solutions wins with 29. Indecent Exposure with a loss on 16. Third and Schlong beat Ultimate Warriors 30-15. No Punt Intended 41. HK7 scored 32. Shintas 51 on the day. Toon Squad with 14. Indecent Exposure wins with 34. While Toon Squad loses another game on the day. Putting up 19 in the last game there out of your D4s. Pocket All-Stars, 52. The highest score out of D4. Steve's Cousins with the lowest score of 8. Those are your D4 games.
Well, Scotty, it was being billed as one of the games of the day. Sam was battling Katie Keller for the title of Queen Bee. As we all know, in last year's playoffs, Sam basically dusted Katie Keller up.
No.
That was it. Oh,
no
yes,
way.
She did.
No.
She did.
Are you kidding me? Shredders crushed you guys. It was an embarrassment.
She caught an amazing ball over
yeah,
Katie.
It was terrible.
Lenny and I
it was embarrassing. It was so embarrassing I walked away. I couldn't watch anymore.
That's true.
So, and I love you guys, and I did. I'm like, this is a waste of my time.
We melted down.
So now, that was then, and this is now. That's okay. So now you show up, and it is so on, and you guys win 30-15. So what happened?
Like I said, we got some new players on our team. We started slow this season. We had to figure out exactly who we were again, I think, with the new players.
Try a field trip. I always tell people that.
I mean, we all know each other, but it's more or less we got to know each other and live with each other on the field. It's a totally different thing. We started to gel maybe a game or two ago, and we just never stopped gelling after that. Like, we clicked. We got chemistry. We knew where each other was on the field, offensively, defensively, and we just took off. And you know what? Last podcast, I didn't listen to it because I heard there was a lot of trash talking about me. But
who? Wasn't for me.
No, it was from this gentleman to the right of me.
I was not listening to you when you talked. What did you say?
Of course. So we took that, and it lit a fire in our ass. And, like, I think Katie took it more personally than anybody just because of the whole...
I would have.
Yeah. And
she got her milk money stolen last season. But now, guess what? She's the queen bee now. It doesn't matter.
She is the queen bee.
Bad news, Emily. And she's the queen bee
no,
now.
That's fine. Total props, Katie Keller.
She
love
has
her.
Every right to be the
yes.
queen bee.
She's
I personally
bee. She's
feel
very submissive to it.
She's the best female.
Don't let Emily fool
league,
you. She is so conniving right now. She's already getting a plan set together. She's
no
like,
way.
I got this.
No.
I'm stealing that hive next season. She can have one season. Let her
get
have a tartar.
Take the hive.
She's going to take the whole hive.
Take the
She's
hive.
Already planning. Don't let her fool you.
No way. Katie Keller's
right
hands are amazing. That girl can catch.
Listen, she makes
that's what Stag says.
Guys look bad.
She like, does. She makes them look ridiculously
bad. When we played Ultimate Warriors, their guys couldn't cover her for the life of them. Like I think they were double covering her at one point.
Were they doing that thing? Because like, they did that against you guys a lot when I watched the game. Like they just kept going long, and their quarterback couldn't throw it long. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. They did.
I feel like that part matters. Like if you're gonna go long, like have somebody
Emily will tell you this. They throw a bomb and they'd underthrow the guy by 7 yards, and then all of a sudden the HK guy would put his arms up because it was so woefully underthrown. They'd be like, pass interference. Like, no, your quarterback sucks.
Yeah, the kid with the hat. He was trying to call the game the entire game when we played him.
No, yeah, they did go long a lot, and we knew that. We played them last year in the playoffs, and we sort of remembered how they play, and we worked off of that.
Nice. Well, and we had a big win.
Shut it down. Yeah, no, we...
Is that 3-3 for you guys now?
Yes, correct.
Okay, good. And so, Emily, now you guys unfortunately fell to 4-2. Now, no pun intended, was 0-4.
Yes, they were.
And they weren't doing good at all.
No.
And they put up 42. Like, what the heck happened over there?
I don't know. They just clearly played better football than we did.
Was everybody there?
On our team or theirs?
Yours.
Yes, everyone was there on our team, but I don't know. Our QB couldn't get put together, and we just couldn't make the plays.
So if you had to blame one person on your team, who would it have been?
Don't put that on her.
You have to put that on her.
Got to answer your question.
Spotlight's on.
Right? I don't want to point. I mean, because it's a team effort. We all should
point.
Have been
somebody.
There
was 41 points against. Somebody got scored on a lot.
Yeah. So I'll put it this way: it was not our defense that lost the game. We should have had better offense.
Wait a minute. They scored 40.
Yeah, I'm doing the math here. Hold on.
41
so,
points.
Yeah, but our offense was terrible.
You scored 32 points.
It was not where it should have been.
Okay, so you're saying you should have scored 42 instead of 32.
If you let
so
up
if you would have scored 42
points,
and they let up 41, you would have won and it would have been good.
Sure.
Okay.
Historically,
that our,
yes.
That's our story and we're sticking with it. So, ladies and gentlemen, it was 41 to 32, but Emily is now telling us that if they scored 42 instead of 32, it would have been 42 to 41 and that would have been good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. Winning.
And that's okay. But now next week, who do you got next week?
I don't No. I'm actually I actually play both games at the same time. I think I'm playing my women's team.
Ooh, no.
That's right? Awesome. Yeah.
Are you seriously going to do that?
I think so.
There's so many people who always choose the other team.
Who is Cunning Stunts playing next week then? Like, is it an important game or?
Hope and Ruin.
Oh, wow. You really don't need to be there for that one.
No, but I really like that team.
What a dick thing to say. I love that.
No, Hope and Ruin's okay. They're 1-4. They actually were up against it, and they beat Come From Behind, which is shocking. A couple other quick ones. Shinta's and Any Decent Exposure beat Toon Squad. They just scored 33 points in two games, so that wasn't bad. Steve Cousins, we're wrong about them. They got lucky in week one. They're not really good anymore. 52-8, that was not good. Puckett All-Stars is running away with D4, even though Emily and 40-year playing guy are not going to want to hear that. I think they're 5-1, if memory serves me right.
Yeah,
4-1.
You got it, Len. 5-1.
They're pretty good.
Buffalo they Solar Solutions is
Did
the quiet team.
Yes,
we have not. No.
Yeah, and BSS is 4-2, which is shocking. I'm doing this all by memory. I think I'm right, but
that's
4-2,
right?
That's the only AARP. They're 4-2. Don't ask me how.
I've subbed for them a couple of times. I really like that team. They just know how to play. They're really smart about their offense.
But I'm going to ask you an honest question.
Okay.
So going into the offseason, like, are you married to HK7 or like can you go like could you be on the move maybe going to BSS or somewhere else?
That's not bullshit. I think get some free agent offers out there. Not even kidding.
I'd have to have a really good offer, but I think my loyalty lies with HK7.
Okay. Is there somebody on that team like a dear friends of yours that you've known forever that you came in with, or is there a reason you ended up there or?
You know, it's crazy. Beata was my coach in soccer a long time ago, and that's how they sort of like scouted me out. And I've been with them ever since, and I just don't think I could. My loyalty is definitely with them.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine her and Katie Keller on the same team?
No, it would never work.
Joey Batts, man.
You could never have girls with big personalities on the same team. It wouldn't work.
What are you talking about?
It wouldn't work.
No.
It wouldn't work just... Because our girls don't take plays off.
It would work for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but it was me and Katie Keller, and we were only two girls.
If they left,
hold on. It would be phenomenal.
Really quickly.
Nicole would have to get in.
Can't have two queen bees.
The problem you're having here is that you're assuming that those two would play together on your team. They would be in a much higher division.
Plus, honestly, there's no way it could work, though.
Lenny, are you wrong?
They're both blonde.
No,
that's the only way it could work. If one was brunette, one was blonde.
Dude, listen to the entire podcast. The entire time you've mentioned Katie, all she does is go, Katie's great. Katie's wonderful. She's Katie's sidekick in that scenario.
She'd be okay with it.
That's not.
She's
a bad
not telling
thing.
The truth. It's no. Like when they say no means yes. That's happening right now.
Katie's the
no,
queen bee. That's
not.
A worker bee.
Oh my God,
that's
no so way. Nice. No, totally no, okay. I respect her.
Well, I'm sure. I'm not
I think
you
we
don't.
Have different skills. We have different skill sets. So I think it would be really. We
I
would work
guarantee
really well.
You, if you gave me 30 well minutes together. And like four packs of bubble gum, I could get to the bottom of this very quickly.
Well, of course you could, but that's because you didn't vent it.
I would need a spotlight in about 27 minutes. Matter of fact, I could do it in 24 minutes.
Do you have a spotlight in your truck?
He probably does.
Whatever.
I did think about it.
It just wouldn't work. That you can't have two queen bees. It just doesn't work.
That's not two queen bees. She's not even.
She's not a
you.
Queen bee yet, but she's almost there. This is how
Joe
it starts.
More terrifying.
This is step one for Emily. Now everybody knows who Emily is. Wait to see what happens next.
Oh goodness.
Oh yeah. Look out. Wait to see what's going to happen
it's
next.
Coming.
Welcome to D3.
Like right now?
We might as well.
I thought you were going to promote her to D3 on the
Poor Jane.
No, she's not going to D3. No, right. You never know where she's going to go.
Hey, I've subbed in D3.
Yes, you have. You're a Gryffindor. Joey Badge would take you in a heartbeat.
Yes, he would.
And with that, slither in that end zone. 31, Cobblestone with 27. DMX scores 54. Bullet Club. 36. Gryffindor scored 32, and Uncle Rico's 13 points. Those are your D3 games.
Yeah, we're going to go to Joe Kane in a second, but you know what? This just dawned on me as Jimmy was saying all that. Like, Joey Batts is awesome, and we love his wife. She's an awesome person, but like, what happens if Joey and Emily ended up together? They would be like the like coolest topper sports power couple ever. Like, how awesome would that have been? Oh, snap. Wow. Just let that soak in for a minute. I can't even imagine.
She could do better, and she probably wants a guy.
No, she could not. Joey Betts is awesome.
Does it matter to you if you date a guy that's 5'6"?
No.
It does. She's just
You're 5'7". What are you, 5'7"?
I'm 5'4".
Five, no way.
Yeah.
I would, see?
She's got heels.
So he's taller than her.
Barely.
Towers over her.
Barely.
So,
he
yeah,
really,
Coach Joe
really
changing
tall.
The subject.
He was really tall in the 15th century.
DMX 54, Bullet Club 36. Let's get to it. What happened?
I mean, we suck, I guess. No, it's not even that.
Did they kill your secondary again?
Well, I mean, it's hard to fucking put a team together. Sorry, swearing, but it's hard to put a team together when your team doesn't show up.
Who didn't show up this week?
Let's see. Well, first we missed out on the girls because Sarah Keel was going to come back, but then had a wedding that she was going to skip the ceremony for to play, but then decided to tell me 15 minutes before that that wasn't happening.
JJ, you know, she didn't go to a wedding. She's probably pumpkin picking or something.
JJ had a civil service exam. That's fine. What are you going to do? She couldn't get out in time. Fine. And then Jess was going to play, but then played by the Polar Express and somehow pulled her calf. I don't know. Maybe when you're getting in your 30s, you should stretch more. I don't know. So either way, at 10:30, 10:45, I had to run around and try and find people to play that were on the USL because obviously it was too late and I couldn't submit a request. And we did, and we got Val Testa to play from Passless Chaps, and we got Jess Cunningham to play since her game was moved and then wasn't moved. And they played really, really well, but it's just a thing where, like, Chad didn't show up again, and, you know, our defense is still kind of, like, all jacked up because we don't have Zach in there, which I'm not even trying to, like, harp on that at this point.
It's a good middle.
But he really, yeah, he the reason we won the championship is because he really brought us together defensively. But Gordon's brother showed up, but he hadn't been there for a while, so, like,
Mikey K.
We had to get him going, and then
because he's making the money on Saturdays.
And then, like, I
told me, talk
he was.
To him.
He's making so much money. That's why he doesn't show up, and I can't blame him. And then, like I said, Gordon showed up already in a mood, so then as soon as something went wrong,
shirt change.
Yeah. So we went down really quickly, 24-8, but we tied it right before the half, and then we had a play where Jess was rushing on, like, first down, the first play of the second half, and she got in there and had the guy force a throw, and Todd Hallis made a really nice interception. So all of a sudden we had the ball back, we had the momentum, we were going to just go down and score, and then Travis said Travis threw a flag and said she stepped in, like, a split second too early.
Oh,
and that kind of just, like, and then they ended up scoring on that drive, and it just kind of, like, sent it into a spiral again and just didn't work out that way. What are you going to do? Yeah, but, I mean,
playoffs are 3 weeks away. You got time.
Yeah, DMX played really well, too. So, like, I'm not even.
They're a good team. They're very underrated. I don't care what anybody says. The team can play.
Yeah, people sleep on them a little bit more because they spent their time in D2 getting kind of smacked around a little bit. I mean, they weren't as bad as, like, the Purge. But other than that, like, people are just like, oh, well, maybe they're not that great. And then they sneak up on you. They're a great team, and they've been playing together forever. So, props to them.
But, Joe, okay, I got to be honest. I mean, I'm looking at DMX 54, Bullet Club 36. And the only thing I can say to myself is, it just if your offense just would have done better.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess if we would have scored more points, we would have won.
Yeah, I'm taking a shot at you.
I know, right?
So, Gryffindor 32, Uncle Rico's 13. I gotta be remiss if I didn't say this. Glasses was getting beat up in the press last week. I don't know if you know who Glasses is.
I
met Glasses. He's
did.
Freaking awesome. Glasses lives in Bizarro World.
Weird guy.
He's just a different guy, and he's friends with Joey Bats and all those guys, and he shows up sometimes. He doesn't even tell anybody. He just shows up and does his thing. But Glasses made a lot of good plays, and Gryffindor won, and Uncle Rico shouldn't be in D3, and that's okay. But yay, Glasses.
I want to meet Glasses.
Oh, my God. He's awesome.
Why is Uncle Rico's in D3 and
okay, here's
Ultimate
what
it, Warriors is in
Well, it's actually Puckett.
All-Stars.
Here's what happened. So Puckett was in the other division. Puckett was kind of like, maybe you don't want to be in D3 anymore. So yeah, I'm only paraphrasing. So they asked to go down. So at one point, we're like, oh, crap, not again. So we said, hey, can somebody come up? And I think Timmy Zielinski was nice enough to say, hey, we'll go up and do it. So he did. So yay, Timmy Zielinski. Boo, Puckett All-Stars.
Didn't Ultimate Warriors win?
They did, but, I mean, let's be honest. They weren't going up to D3.
No.
Which they shouldn't.
Their
record
wow.
shows that they shouldn't.
I think we've proved
that. I think you're saying there's deep-rooted issues there.
No.
I'm going to need more than 24 minutes. I'm going to need 34 minutes now.
Well, one of their teams is going to have to take over Cobblestone next season.
Yeah. Well, Garrett Beeson could. Did you see him play quarterback?
Yeah, he's not that great.
He's pretty good.
No, he's not.
No, yes, he is. Look, he got freaking 27 points.
And another loss.
Well, he can't control everything. If they would have done more on offense and scored 32, they would have won.
Oh, I guess that's true. But okay. Couldn't their defense have stopped them a little bit more?
No, it's on the
Probably.
Offense. We just
oh,
learned
that's
something.
How that works?
It's about the offense.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Offense wins
that's
championships.
My bad. That's my bad.
And stuff. let's try those D1 games.
D1. Where teams like Rax and Sax play Angry Buffalo, and they win.
Yeah.
42 points. Well, Angry Buffalo scored 20. Then you've got Eyes Downtown. They score a victory with 35 on the board. But XTC, they could only score 12. Take a look around, because there's your public enemy. 27 points on the board while the marketing mayors put up 24, and last thing you knew it, the tight ends were in motion. They put up 39. While Hootie and the Brofish scored 38.
You know, I think it's funny, Len, like, the story is there. The story wasn't about the tight ends that were in motion. It was the ones that weren't.
That was a tough, tough game, man.
Talk about a train wreck, man. Oh. I couldn't believe it. Tiger went out there and got and broke his clavicle.
Oh. I believe so.
So he's out. And then a little while later, Kyle Konop got knocked out by somebody named Derek, I believe it was.
Yeah, Derek's the big dude on Hootie.
They hit heads or something, and Kyle did not get up and had to go to the hospital. Turns out, luckily, he only has two herniated discs in his neck.
Only?
But, how he did not get a concussion baffles me.
He's not. He just said it's going to heal on his own. He doesn't need surgery, and he'll be okay eventually, like in a little bit.
They actually brought me down from the bar, and I was I know when people have concussions. I've had concussion. Like, your eyes just glass over, and his eyes were glassed over.
I think he was just scared to move because he didn't know at the time.
Oh, wow.
But it was it was crazy. So,
The craziest thing about all that was? When Tiger goes down, who do you think the first person on the scene was? Coach Jay.
Yeah, of course.
When Kyle is going to the hospital, a vehicle pulls up and takes him there. Who do you think's in the vehicle?
Coach Jay.
If he's not the nicest person ever, I quit at the banquet if he doesn't get the award.
Yeah, if only we knew somebody on the committee.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God. His name, Coach Jay.
He's so
with
nice.
Joe K.
It does.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
Coach Jay is like the nicest guy ever. Like,
Joe K is nice.
Well, no, sometimes.
No, not really.
It was a great game. And by the way, I mean, it was actually, you know, shocking, the game itself. 39 seconds to go when the timeout happened. They had to call timeout, but tight ends went from the 5 all the way down and scored in the last play.
Yeah, it's great. I mean,
offense as win.
Yes.
She's got you there.
You've been waiting for 10 minutes to hit me with that one, haven't you?
Give me a moment.
I mean, you ended last week's podcast by saying that this was going to be the game of the day, and honestly, it had the most explosions.
Can I ask a question? You were down there, weren't you?
Yeah, I did. Once I
heard Stoner Dave get the catch?
Oh, I didn't see that part.
He caught the ball, but I don't know. Like, he got it, and he kind of, like, Eiffel Towered a little bit, but his feet were down, but then he caught the ball and started coming out, and so I don't know if his feet were in at the end. Like, they call it, they're the refs, God bless them, but...
That's perfect, though.
I'm not sure if his feet got down.
Let's just give it to him. Because
he almost had to. It was such a great play. But I looked at the end, and I looked at Ramirez, and I went, oh, no. I said, I don't want any part of this. Because first thing when something happens, they look right at you, and they go, change the call. And I'm like, I'm not changing the damn call. So that was it.
That was it.
Racks and Sacks finally won a game. Yay. 42-20. Poor Angry Buffalo.
I'm sorry. There's not more to that story? Are you sure?
Similar to what story?
On the referee thing? On the
No, you're definitely making the other thing a thing. Scott. All right.
What thing?
He's going to say about the bad word that somebody said, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, no, we're not talking about that later. Well, I don't want to talk about it, but Rats and Sacks beat up Angry Buffalo. That was an ugly game. I feel bad for Angry Buffalo. Like, Such is now gone for the year. You know that. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah, he officially did step up to the plate and offered to come down here any show that you want him. Since
he's a good guy, I love to talk football with him.
Corner from here,
anytime.
Too, you know, and he's busted up pretty hard, man.
Do you know what somebody? We're gonna get to these other games, but you know what somebody told me, and actually kind of funny. They said, "What would happen if you guys literally started doing like audio broadcasts of some of these football games?" I thought that would be kind of funny.
It'd be pretty awesome.
Like, wait a minute, if we just needed somebody with a good voice, we got a little booth. That would be kind of funny.
You got a pretty good voice.
Like the game of the week?
Yeah, or do a couple of them.
Yeah.
Can you imagine somebody actually doing audio of your game, like as you're playing it, and they're literally announcing the game?
Could you imagine if like somebody came to the fields and played music during the games? That would be awesome.
I'm surprised you guys don't have a drone. And
We had a drone
we're
once.
Heading there.
We had a drone
last year, right?
We will back to flee. Things will be flying in the air soon enough.
I forgot
about
that.
Yeah, we're working on that, I can assure you.
I love it.
And hey, Emily, you were a super sub. You played for Public Enemy 27-24.
And
who caught a touchdown?
Me.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. Yep.
People were impressed.
Bigger, better things.
We asked her to play as a super sub, and she actually played really well.
Mm-hmm.
Played really well.
Thank
she caught a touchdown, got 8, won by 3.
Yep.
Did that drive Turner insane because you've subbed for them before?
Yeah, he kept on booing me and told me I was a traitor.
I love it.
He showed actually to the football fields. I don't know if you heard, but I was booing him for like 5 straight minutes when he walked to the football fields like early in the morning. He was getting so pissed at me.
Of course he would.
Yeah, but no, I almost thought that was kind of funny because during the week he was just like, hey, who do you think is a really good girl? And I'm like, well, because we're kind of – we're trying not to set a bad example with, like, you know, a lot of people have been asking for Casey from Maddie's team and Katie Keller. And we're like, yeah, we're not going to go there and we're going to ask somebody who's good, but we want to kind of stay away from that. I go, hey, wait a minute. I saw Emily play from HK7. She's really good. She's quiet. Not a lot of people know. I go, she'd be a great sub. And I go, plus it'll just drive Turner insane if he sees her, which actually made me kind of laugh a little bit.
I didn't know that part.
So that was into the decision that Hughes and I had made during the week. I said, hey, I think we're talking, because I didn't know if she was mad or not. So I said, I'm not going to ask her because I didn't know how mad you were from the week before when you hurt my feelings. But turns out she wasn't. No. So she played. And it was all good. And
absolutely.
We're 5-0, and Eisen downtown is 4-1, and we're playing in 2 weeks, and that's going to be fun.
Unless you reschedule the game again.
We might. It was funny because after the game, Bobby's like, we need to talk about this game when we're playing it and the other game. And I'm like, oh, God, not again. Every time we try to play these guys, something wrong happens, and everybody hates each other. And yeah, it sucked.
Real quick, though, I do have a question about another D3 game. So Slither in the end zone was supposed to play Sticky. And
so was Morningwood.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so here's what happened. From what I'm being told, Topper, before he went to Ireland, had a bunch of things on his plate, one of which was to address this situation. I think he had Ireland on his mind and didn't, because Jeff Kroll claims he's got a couple emails. I'm not here to say this guy was right or that was right. I think that they need to be made up. I think it was more a TSL issue and not a stick. I think it was on us.
Because once I found out that, like, Jeff Kroll was involved, I'm like, there's no way he wasn't the most thorough human being about everything.
Yeah, you could say if it was like Gordon, I would have been like, okay, maybe not. But yeah, Jeff Kroll is good, and he's thorough, and
because it wasn't like one team thought they had a game and the other one didn't.
It was both
thought it was going to be moved, which is fine, whatever.
And I hate that. Like, I'm at the bar and I'm looking at Mo, and Russ Antucci was there, and Dave, and they just had all long faces, and I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry, like, there's nothing I can do at that point.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, so they showed up to the bar and didn't even
They were at the bar at the end. They're like, well, they didn't have a game, so they said they had one. Like, at least Slytherin had Cobblestone early in the day, so like, well, we played one, but Morningwood was toast.
Can't win them all.
Topper's gone, and Ramir was out, you know, reffing and doing his thing. And
hey, at least there's a bar, right?
There was a bar.
Go and drink.
Yes, go and drink. Great
make
drop.
Make friends.
That's the TSL attitude we need.
There we go.
Social aspect, right?
Yes, social aspect. Yeah. You're getting it.
I am getting it.
Prize wheel.
Huh? Drinking league that plays football prize sometimes.
Wheel. Oh, yeah, prize wheel. We wait to the prize wheel real quick before we do some of our other stuff. This is a great story.
I think so, too.
So it was kind of funny in a way, too. So something's actually starting with this prize wheel, like a little ritual started. So, you know, we actually went down to the fields, waited for the 3 o'clock game. That's the new rule now. So just so you guys know, we're not spinning the wheel right at 3. It's when the 3 o'clock game ends. Well, we had the injury and all that other stuff. So I'm like, I'm not spinning this because Emily and all those guys, they're regulars. They should be up here for the spin because they would be. So it happens at like 3:40. So we spin the wheel, and it hits, shockingly, like the one team that's always there, it hits come from behind, but nobody was there. The one time they're not at the bar, and I'm like, ooh. So now here's the ritual. Everybody starts chanting, spin it again, spin it again. So now they're all chanting in unison. So it hit 3 other times, and it never hit anybody. So they're like, spin it again, spin it again. The fourth time it hit Maddie's Angels. Well, Maddie's in his Tahoe talking to somebody, and Val is right in front of me.
Yeah,
and they're like, spin it again, spin it again. No,
Val is there.
That's Val Burnell. She deserves it. And so I'm like, we're done. Yes, I said, there's the first lady of football.
Like, get out of here.
Yeah, so this is where it gets funny, though. So we hand her the gift certificate, and usually at that point I'm holding the 6 prizes and the 6 punishments, and they're numbered, and I ask them, you know, quite blank, you know, here you go. Would you like to spin this? Here are your choices of prizes. I don't even get a chance to do it. Val gets the gift certificate, turns around, and walks right to the wheel and puts her hand on it, and she goes, let's do this.
Suck it, Salino.
I've never had anybody just, like, she didn't even think about it. She's like, and she spun her own wheel.
Yeah.
Which I thought was hysterical. So
I would have loved if she got drive herself home drunk.
I was waiting for her, honestly, because I'm always cheering for punishments. It was the dumbest one of all. They lost a sub game.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted her to get stay sober all day long because I bought a breathalyzer like 4 weeks ago, and it's actually, I think it's in my truck, and I got the little straws. I want to use it. But I haven't had a chance to use it yet. I'm not using it unless we have to, because in that league, everybody's hammered. I'm not giving people breathalyzers. They're all going to freaking break the thing.
True.
Yeah. So that's what happened there. So, well, yeah, we're at our gong time. We're going to go like we usually do. At this point, we're going to go to our LVPs and MVPs for the day. So, 40-year plan guy, we're going to start with you. Who are your LVPs and MVPs for this week?
LVP, I would have to say Kevin Keller would be our...
I love it.
LVP. A, because he didn't show up, and B, because we did better without him. MVP? Who else other than Katie Keller? She shows up. She dominates.
Even in large cleats.
Even in large cleats.
And you love her has nothing anywhere. To do with it.
No nothing. Comment. No, that's...
Aww, I like that he keeps it alive for you. It's my favorite part. He plays right into it.
Emily, LVP, MVP, who you got?
Oh, gosh. Well, this is my first podcast, so I'm not really sure who my LVP would be.
You got to pick somebody on ease.
Yeah, I just saw somebody that was doing some stupid at the bar. It's fine.
I don't know.
Can you pick an MVP?
MVP would definitely be my entire women's team. I love every one of them.
But Joey Bats more than everybody else, right? Slightly.
You can't talk about how great your women's team is and then pick Joey Bats as the.
I would have to say Kelly.
The one guy.
Okay. Even Kelly. More than Joey Bats?
Yes, because she shows up every week. Even
yeah, but so is Joey Bats.
Yeah, but she's such a cheerleader. She's like on that sideline. She wants Joey Bats. To be in there. She like makes you feel good when you come.
And Joey Bats doesn't.
Absolutely mm-hmm. does. But Kelly is definitely.
Ooh, Katie.
Right back to it.
Can you, the LVP be your defense?
Sure. LVP. No.
All defense.
No, our offense.
Okay, your offense.
Right?
Sorry, yes.
Yes, because we didn't win because our offense.
Yes.
Yes. That's
right. All offense is the worst.
Joseph K., what do you say?
I think my LVP and my MVP are jabronis in general. Now, ooh. We get football. We get going to the bar, getting super drunk, whatever. My LVPs are the guys who got way too drunk and did a little more than they should have, and they may have even been, I don't know, on drugs or something. I'm kidding. I'm not saying anybody was. I'm just screwing around. But for real, half of the jabronis got really, really hammered, and some of them did some regretful things. Some of it might have just been, I don't know, puking in the stall and passing out next in the stall for a while with it still locked, or saying words you shouldn't say and doing things you shouldn't do. And even though, like, they're still nice people, they were just way too drunk.
Caleb's still a legend, though.
Yeah.
Caleb's a little guy. He's awesome.
Just learned a name today. Yep. Anyway, point is, like, we get it. Like, we always say, let's go to the bar. Let's get super drunk. All of us were drinking at the bar. We were there real late. We had a great time. Try to control it a little bit and do your thing there. As for the MVP, though, I'm going to give it to the other half of the jabronis that weren't drunken messes. Like, I talked to Joe, the captain. He's a great kid.
Great guy.
Now, we saw that. I haven't noticed before anybody else really didn't work out around that. The one kid from Jerome's got too sick in the bathroom and kind of made a mess. And I went, hey, nobody knows that you guys, like, screwed up the bar and it's not just, this kid just didn't leave a mess and nobody's in trouble. I go, but I know it was him because I found him there. Somebody's got to clean it. Do it. If you can do it fast, then, like, I know you guys don't want to, like, have this shitty, you know, like, record, and like people always just think, oh, jabronis, they're fucking train wrecks. So he went out there and he proceeded. Joe, no problem, went in there with Jill, who is still pumped to park cars next week when Topper's back. And
nice.
And he cleaned everything up, no problem. Great dude. He took care of himself. He's really a good dude, and he deserves the MVP because he just went in there without even question, didn't argue. He's like, nope, one of my guys did this. I'm going to cover for him. I'm going to take care of it. And he made everything right. And that's exactly the way it should go. Plus, his name's Joe, so I guess that's a bonus. Leonard, over to you. Who are your LVPs and MVPs?
Well, I have two. My LVP is simple. I'm going to give it to the Angry Buffalo, and not the football team, the establishment. I'm going to tell you why. I think at one point I was sitting down around, 2:30, and I was sitting with a couple guys on my team and a couple other people, and I was, you know, talking about this, that, and the other thing, and I said, hey, wait a minute. It's like 45 degrees outside. Why are there 120 people drinking, having a great old time, and why are we all outside? And then I went inside, and I said, oh, we're all outside, so four people can sit inside and be regular customers of this place. And I'm like, huh, that was interesting. So I in my head, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say, hey, maybe they wanted to keep the patio open for one more week, and maybe it was a weather thing. I don't know. But I hope they don't do that again because, you know, you really want to tick a league off. You know, tell people that come week after week after week and continually bring you business that you're going to throw them outside. Okay.
Did you really think it was that, like, cold that we didn't need to be out there? Because
I thought it was cold. Yeah,
it was nice.
It wasn't.
I didn't
cold.
Think it was too big.
It was. Cold. By the end of the day,
I think
it was
the hats
cold.
Helped.
Fair. The hats did help. Definitely. That was a money move.
Well,
by
I wouldn't
the way.
Know. I didn't get a hat, so you I was be. Cold.
You were my first to get the next hat.
Mm-hmm.
I love this girl. Are not her LVP. So
you know what's gonna be the best part? Like, forgot. Like next Saturday, you're still football like 3:30. He's gonna be hammered. He's gonna run into her like, here's 17 hats, Emily. MVP is easy. His name is Jay Jasker, and I'm telling you, he's the nicest guy ever.
Yes.
That guy deserves an MVP. He's a great ref. He's a great player. He's a great person. And like I said, disaster strikes. You want Jay Jasker around. He's just good people, and I feel better right now for just talking about him. So he's definitely my MVP.
You are smiling more just saying his name.
He's good people, man. We need more Jay Jaskers in this world. Honestly, we really do.
Just say his name right when you do that part.
I know. I'm just saying.
I'm just messing with you, bro. So, continue.
Yeah, so that's my LVP. And honestly, if I had to give a smaller MVP, I would absolutely give it to Glasses. Dude got called out in the freaking media. You know what actually kind of cracked me up real quick?
In the media.
So, one of the guys on Gryffindor, I can't remember who it was, but he was talking. He goes, you just lost it, man. He goes, I love how I'm reading an article and it says rumors are swirling in the media right now that, you know, Glasses is doing this, that, and the other thing. He goes, what kind of world do you live in? You know, because, like, we really made a big deal about it. Mm-hmm. And in the way we were saying it, he goes, you people have issues. So, we have turned football into a 24/7 business, and we've turned it into our own little universe. So
we
as a group,
you,
not me,
it's
not
you,
me. No. And I only write one article a week. That's all I do.
I know that, but you keep talking crap to Mo. I mean, the Godfather, and
I don't write that article. That guy's a schmuck, if you ask me. If I ever meet that Godfather,
it's interesting
guy,
that
he's gonna
you
get
guys
a piece of
my
both
mind. Both spell bullet wrong, though. It's crazy to me.
Well, I'm not a good speller. Maybe he
stop
is. Maybe
in,
is, I don't know.
In, maybe he's copy pasting your words.
He could be. And by the way, real quick, I'm going to throw this out there. I did pick 10 games. He challenged me, and I was 7-3. So yay me.
What games did you get wrong?
I don't even remember, but I got three of them wrong. So,
are you playing with the spread?
Probably ours.
Yeah, that was one of them.
Yep.
Did
Thanks.
You pick us?
We should have one.
No, I didn't even pick you guys.
Oh,
I didn't know which way that game was going to go. Yeah. I honestly thought you guys had a chance, but I didn't know, so I stayed off of it.
Okay.
Final thoughts, 40 playing guy. What do you got? Can we get to the like this whole thing with Bullet Club? Is this ever going to happen?
No.
It's not going to happen because Bullet Club's scared. That's what,
yeah.
I mean,
we're super fucking terrified. Look,
let me quote Joe K.
Okay, that sounds right. Wait. I know that I wasn't that drunk, and you were super drunk. So this
no,
is
this was literally before we even played, like before my game went off.
This is after you gave me the hat?
This was just prior to me giving you the hat.
So I was being nice to you. Got to
continue. What happened?
Sure.
What happened?
I asked you, I challenged you, and you said that wouldn't be fair.
It wouldn't be fair.
Because we're better.
Yes, because we're better. That's correct.
Because we are third.
What he's alluding to, ladies and gentlemen, just some of you are kind of going, what the hell is talking about? 40 playing, I had a lot to drink on Saturday. At one point, he just stood up and said, Joe K, anytime, anywhere, any place, third and schlong versus Bullet Club, let's do this.
He didn't say it that way, and I think it was Lenny fueled. That's fine.
It wasn't Lenny would never fuel anything like
I'm
that.
I'm not scared.
But the challenge is out there, and
it still is out there.
Because there's literally, I win nothing doing this. We play you guys.
What do you do? He dresses up like a lobster and waves to traffic for 3 hours.
So
I think that's funny.
So Lenny Elbow wins something if this goes well. Who has
the
nothing to do with
the TSL universe wins something.
Here's
this is
how
true.
We don't win anything, and if we
you
don't
win entertainment,
they shove in our rack. Can somebody fist bump Emily? Can you fist bump Emily?
If we
Thank
lose
you.
The game, if we lose the game, we look like shit. If we don't win the game by a bunch, we look like shit.
No, just win the game, then you dress up like a lobster and waste the traffic.
This is not even worth it. Like,
so you're
plus
you're
I don't
very
know,
adamant
like,
about you losing
honestly,
the game.
Honestly, right now it's because if you've listened to this podcast the last couple weeks, I can't even get my team there. So what's the point? Why would we schedule another game? Nobody's going to show
why
up.
See, why don't you pick a day with
Do
him?
You have
just
another
make it,
team?
Just make
sure,
it real
guys,
yeah,
arm
yeah.
wrestle.
My backup team is
Planking.
Apparently named the
Planking
USL.
I win.
The USL is my backup.
There's still
teams.
Five more weeks with playoffs. You got 5 weeks to figure this out.
Well, if you give me something that if we win, we get like something really good that helps the team that I can convince them to come play.
Third inch long hat.
I already have that.
Oh,
but they don't.
They don't need one.
I thought what he wanted was simple. What I thought that was funny, him waving to traffic. All he wanted to do was play freaking mini golf with Vail Testa, which I didn't think was a big deal.
It wouldn't happen.
Is that a big deal with you? Like if somebody played for you and you had to go play mini golf with somebody, would you care?
No.
Thank you.
So then she could be the pro.
Emily's going way up my list. She's like gone from like 97 to like maybe 68 just through this podcast.
You have a big list.
Well, Emily, you know now that he's not that judgmental, right?
Right.
Okay.
He is.
I told you that. But the reason I'm judgmental is one of the reasons why this league is so much fun. If I wasn't judgmental,
Absolutely.
It'd be boring.
That may or may not be true.
So for the record, you're not accepting the challenge yet.
I didn't even talk to my team because it doesn't even register.
All right. Can we reconvene on this subject then? Can we? Maybe
when
we'll set up with
a
contract signing.
That matters for me.
Okay. Well,
we'll talk about
okay, great. Then I can do that. I can help. I can get involved in this somehow. Just as an innocent bystander, of course. Because I have no stake in this.
You're never innocent, and you're never really a bystander.
What are you talking about?
You're never really a bystander.
I mean, can't we just do it for pride?
No. That's no fun.
Fuck pride.
That's no fun. No, that does not equal ratings. We have to give something
All right,
up.
Well, how about you win? My team covers your bar tab.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh. Because you win.
Oh.
Or we win, you cover our bar tab.
No, that's not a thing yet. I got to talk to people first. I need my fucking team to show up there because everybody's busy spitting out kids and not showing up to games, and it's the worst thing in the world.
Hearing a lot of backtracking.
Plus, to be fair, if we did a bar tab bet, even if we won, you guys would still rack up a higher bar tab with just yourselves because my team isn't
there. We could put a cap on it.
Right, we'll see. I got to talk to people about it. I'll figure it out.
We're going to reconvene on this issue. Fair enough. Do we agree to disagree right now?
I guess so. I also feel bad. Now, I mean, this is nothing to do, but I feel like any bets right now is annoying if it's going to start snowing on Saturdays. You don't really want that to, like, screw up a bet game, right?
Well, no, but don't we want somebody to dress up like a lobster and wave traffic? I mean,
yeah, we had one of those, and you suspended him.
Let's get back on subject here. Emily, how funny would that be? Your game's at like 2 o'clock and you pull up and you see 40-year playing guy dressed as a lobster waving to you as you pull in.
He's
amazing.
Not funny. I'd be like, what guy. The heck am I pulling
Thank
into?
You. 40-year Thank
guy.
You.
Where am guy. I?
Listen to that girl. Listen to that girl. Now you understand, people.
Waving as a lobster, waving you to the jabronis in bright vest.
Well, can I say this real quick before we get to other final thoughts? So just so you guys know, the fluorescent vest came in today. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting on the traffic wands. So jabronis, probably around 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for 2 hours, will be ushering people to and fro the parking lot.
The biggest mystery is how you didn't already have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's surprising. I feel like that'd be just a thing you'd had just in case.
You want to laugh? I went to Duval Safety.
Oh.
You guys still got to get me my traffic wands, though.
I'll get you them.
Okay, well, I already ordered them. I don't know where they are. The gloves. No. I bought like a million gloves and a traffic vest today.
Let me know what you ordered. I'll tell you off air.
But yeah, I have four fluorescent traffic wands that
Lenny,
I need to come into.
Do the jabronis get bonus points if they play their game in the traffic vests?
Well, that would be kind of cool. You know, there used to be a guy in the football league that did play in traffic vests.
Is that real?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
He did.
Oh, shit.
Joe, no, not Joe K. Emily, final thoughts. How you feeling?
Great.
Did you like this?
I did like it.
Would you do it again?
Yes, I would.
Can you tell them both so they can get their testosterone going? Like, the lobster suit, this would work, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's not work.
Explain to me how a lobster suit gets my testosterone going.
Well, you guys are like
that
puffing
your chest
out.
That I can explain to you.
We need to make this bet happen for so many reasons.
It's lose-lose for us.
It's a win-win for everyone. We've got miniature golf. We've got a lobster suit.
No, even if we don't win.
Come on.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, trust me, my brain can go to other places. We can make this more interesting. I'll help. Free of charge.
Maybe if you buy us new jerseys.
You name the bets, and we'll play.
Yeah, give him three options. So, Emily, any other final thoughts? Are you looking forward to Saturday?
Absolutely, I'm looking forward to Saturday. Final thoughts? I love the league. I love, now that I'm getting more involved in the social aspect of the bar, meeting new people. This league's amazing.
Should we give her the list where she has to like meet X amount of new people just because she's kind of doing
honestly, she seems like she's such a nice person. I think she would do it in like 3 seconds.
So. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, but because
give her the Sarah challenge.
But literally, nobody's ever completed the task. So,
Sarah did.
Yeah, after like 6 years.
No, she did it.
I don't know if I believe you.
6 years.
No, we called the Sarah challenge. Like when Sarah first came to the league, I gave her a challenge. It was meet 10 new people. I don't care if they're guys, girls, whatever. Just meet 10 new people, 10 new friends.
I think I met like 4 on Saturday, so yeah. I think I can complete that in like a day.
Then we gave Tony, Joey's brother, the same challenge, and he's met 4 in a year and a half. They counted you as a friend, by the way, last week.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
For like a second, but
yeah, that didn't even count. It was lame.
She doesn't
remember
think
him.
I like it.
Yeah. Joe K, final thoughts?
I don't have too many final thoughts. Like I just said, I mean, my final thoughts kind of rain on my MVP, LVPs. Like, we're having a great time in the league. Everybody's awesome. I'm not mad at anybody, but like, man, get your shit together, people. Like, that's one thing. Like, we're doing a really good job avoiding the bar of getting pissed at us this year because last season it didn't go always that well. No potted plants have been killed. Nothing bad has actually happened. But
knock
like,
on wood.
Let's not yet, but let's get on. Let's keep our shit together. That's all that really matters. Like, we're doing really good. We're coming to the finish line of the season. It'll be great. The only other final thought I have is that there are rumors of a costume bowl happening on the 3rd of November because we can't do it before Halloween because that's the Metallica concert.
That's
a lot of people are going to that. So that's what we're aiming for. And if you want to be in the costume bowl and you don't know what it is, like, just talk to me and we'll chat about it. And we're going to sign up some people and hopefully we'll get a bunch of people involved and just have a really, really fun time.
That's when they play football dressed up like for Halloween, just in case if you don't know what that
is. Yes, costume bowl usually means costumes. Sorry. Sorry to throw that at you like that. But there will be defense. Sorry, there will be some offense, and I don't like them, but it'll be a good time.
But offense doesn't win games, though. So.
Right. Would you be in a costume bowl? I know you would be. I don't even have to ask you.
Sure.
Or you're playing as definitely. What would you be?
I don't know. I can't spoil it.
Fair.
That means you have no idea. Come on.
Oh, I have an idea.
No, you do not.
Oh, I do.
No, you don't.
Some people have some really good
costumes. I watch The Mentalist. You can't lie to me.
Some people have some really fun costumes. It's really always exciting. Last year I went as Lenny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It was really funny.
Being Lenny.
Should have gave you my watch. That would have been even funnier.
Yeah, because then I would have finally been worth something.
Oh, stop.
Kidding. All right. Well, that means we're at one last thing to be said. And
well, two.
Leonard.
Jimmy's got some thoughts.
Jimmy's got some final thoughts. Jimmy, get
it, boy. If I could please have your attention, this hasn't been played since the spring of 2017.
Paging Kevin Keller.
I love it.
That's funny.
Will somebody please tell me where the fuck Kevin Keller from Third and Strong is? There's an Amber Alert out for Kevin Keller.
There's an Amber Alert out for him.
This is dedicated to Kevin Keller from the end zone.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, my name is Scott. I play for Third and Schlong. We had an individual today. We wanted to know if he knew the game was at noon. His name is Kevin Keller. He didn't show up. Can you please ask him if he knew it was and where was he? Because he obviously wasn't at there. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Oh, my God. That was 627 Top. Remember, we used to have the complaint line. That was the best. 627
Top was amazing. It ended up becoming like the Third and Schlong do that line.
That's how we met Third and Schlong.
Still all we needed. That's how they became league all-stars.
That's when we had the original, the Kevin Keller picture after that.
For the record, Kevin Keller is on the trading block.
Nice.
Is that why you guys are getting calls?
And with that being said, should you desire to call 716-627-TOPP, you're always certainly more than welcome to. Those are my final thoughts.
Great job, Jim.
I really don't have much. It's been 70 minutes. It was great. We got a chance to meet Emily. Emily, you did great. You knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
Stand up triple.
Thank you.
Normally people don't talk a lot, but it seems like you've been here forever.
Thank you.
Scotty, I hope you and Katie Keller end up together. I've tried my best to try
I
to
don't.
Push this.
All right. I'll be nice to him real quick because, quite frankly, you need to look at me when I talk to you here.
Okay.
You can do better.
I don't like this attitude.
You can do better.
They are destined to be together.
No, they're destined to be together.
I don't care what Meg Meyer thinks. These two people should be together. Sometimes you have to let love rule. And honestly, we'll go to Walmart right now and get you a boombox. We'll get a trench coat. We'll hop in my car. We'll go to her house and say anything or ask. Women cannot defend that. Emily, really quick, that's my final thought. Like, as a woman, have you ever seen Say Anything?
No.
Okay, well, go watch that movie. What I want you to do is text me tomorrow and say if a man did that to you, there's no defense for it.
All right.
And I want you, once you see it, just to text me yes or no. You could say, Lenny, you're right, or no, you're not, because I believe there's no defense for that. If any man does that to a woman, there's no defense for it. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Scott. Thanks to Emily. Thanks to Joe K. Tommy, it was nice to see you, as always. We don't get to see you enough. I'm sure we'll see you at the banquet.
Tommy.
Jimmy and Tommy, as always, thanks for having us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. When you play football, you be nice. Don't make me come find you. I'm so